Well, let me tell you, COVID, more people blew up on the internet than ever.
Oh, yeah. And I was one of them. I was looking on TikTok. I'm like, okay, that's funny. I can make that. I don't care anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm just going to start making content.
You're a Monmouth County guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Marlboro. I love that. Monmouth County is like, as far as content creators, there's so many successful people from Monmouth County.
I know.
Duke Gomez is one of them. He's kind of getting screwed over by TikTok.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Your main Instagram, you have the name Alvin Yakitori on it. And you know what's funny about that? I mean, I know it's from Drake and Josh, but yeah. The thing is, I never watched Drake and Josh. Your name was Alvin Yakitori.
He literally asked, he's like, is my name Max or Alvin?
And that was my...
I really started blowing up on TikTok, guys, because David Dobrik's puzzle, which is right behind right there, it took us like 30 hours to make a f-ing puzzle.
Oh my God.
30 hours. Hello and welcome to the MCM podcast number 28. It's your host, Max. This is brought to you by Monmouth County Memes. Today we have a really, really special episode, but before I get into it, I added some things in the back of our studio right here. That you're going to see, I'm going to show you the full screen. You know, before when I made the studio, I kind of put shit like way above and I basically made the studio for the studio and not for the shot. So it actually looks a lot better now. I'm going to talk a little bit about the stuff that we have here. But today's guest that we have, someone just walking in the background. It doesn't matter. That is part of the MCM podcast right here. It's okay. It's part of this new studio situation. But it's, his name is Griffin. So he's really big on TikTok, much bigger than me. So it kind of fucking pisses me off a little bit. But he's a TikToker, social media influencer, and the man has 459,300 followers. Holy crap. Griffin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
I love the shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Represent.
Make sure everybody could see. Happy Passover, everyone.
Happy Passover. This is going to be coming out a bit after Passover.
All right.
But still celebrating, you know, Passover and the holiday that's going on.
We'll be eating bread again by the time this comes out.
How are you doing, though?
I'm good. I can't complain. I mean, last month, I mean, everything just took a different turn. I mean.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, as you know, like, we've been talking for a few months, like. I got shadow banned back in September for probably just pissing off some people. I don't know.
And this is on TikTok, guys, not on Instagram.
Right after I got shadow banned on TikTok, I went to Instagram Reels and blew up. So, I mean, honestly, like...
Do you like Reels?
I did, and now I don't. I don't know. I feel like I'm shadow banned on Reels. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't think they just don't want you on the internet, dude. Like,
I know.
They just, like, it doesn't matter what you go to. I think, honestly, Twitter is, like, one of the most... I feel like uncensorable things because there's people saying fucked up shit on Twitter.
Really?
I feel like Twitter is just that. Dude, I don't even have a Twitter. I used to, but I got rid of it because I just, my boys, they'll be on there and they'll just literally go for people's necks. Like it's their job. Like that's what they do. They're like, dude, I was arguing with this guy at 3 a.m. I'm like,
I used to do that.
You're one. And I'm like, bro, like, why do you care that much? Well, he said, like, you know, Steph Curry isn't the best shooter of all time. And like, I'm like, bro, I don't care because you're never going to win in an argument.
And even if you do, it's like, what does it do?
What do you get out of it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
unless
like,
I get followers out of it, then I'm like, okay, I get followers out of it.
If you roast the hell out of him.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I wanted to get on with TikTok, dude, is that I like your content because, you know, you're not censored. And that's what I respect that about
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Is it, you think it, would you have an easier situation? What up, Kim? Looking like you're going to work.
That's my claim to fame.
All right, guys, shout out Kim. She's going to work somewhere. She probably fucking hates her job. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. One of my housemates, guys, just walking through the studio, and I fucking pay like so much money for this place, like thousands, you know. It's not like really cheap. Let's get back into TikTok, dude. When did you start?
So, I mean, I kind of started like November of 2019 because my friend Gianni was like, you better get on this. This is like the big thing now. You can grow super fast.
Okay.
He grew like a few thousand followers pretty quickly. So he was like telling me to get on. I got on for a few days. I'm like, this is okay. And then I like put it down, focused on other stuff. Then COVID hit. I was bored. Very bored.
People blew up because of, let me tell you, COVID, more people blew up on the internet than ever.
Oh, yeah. And I was one of them. I mean, I was so bored. I was looking on TikTok. I'm like, okay, that's funny. that's funny. I can make this. I can make that. I can make this. I can make a better version of this. So I just started making content. I'm like, okay, I don't care anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm just going to start making content.
Well, I respect that because you're a bit younger than me, but I feel like when I was younger and even like your age, I was more scared of what people thought. Which is like, it's something that I feel like growing up now with kids just being on social media so young. Like, what's funny is, dude, they'll do anything in front of a camera.
Oh, yeah.
They're not afraid to be in front of the camera and send a video out, but then they can't literally look at someone in the eyes and have a conversation. Because I have some younger family that they're, like, scared to talk to people.
Oh, yeah, that was me for, like, so long. I used to have that problem.
Yeah. I mean, dude, but look at you now. Like, I know. Dude, honestly, I was so shy as well. Like, even starting this podcast, the only reason I really started because my old co-host, JR, he's got this thing about him. I love it. Like, I have some, like, my friends that helped me get more out. And now I have not only the experience, but, like, what is it? Like, the bravado to want to do this. So, speaking of your content, dude, like, you must be getting community guidelines messages constantly.
Yep. Like, I go a few days without them, and then they come in waves.
Have you gotten kicked off?
No.
So I have you on that. Wow. So my first account, I was so happy. I got 1,000 followers. I was like, yeah, let's ready to go live. And then like a day later, fucking kicked off.
Oh, no.
For like, dude, it wasn't even anything like, and we'll get that. That's really what I want to get in on with this episode is that I feel like the community guidelines at some points are not evenly distributed.
Oh, they're not.
Amongst people on the app.
They're definitely not.
Because, like, I make a similar video to what another person makes, whether, you know, a girl, guy, it doesn't matter, but mine gets taken down and not theirs.
I know. I've made duets of other people's videos and they get taken down because of the duet. Yes. And their original video is still up.
It's still up. That's my biggest thing, dude. Like, okay, let's just say whatever. Like, a girl is thirst trapping on the app or something, and this is what I say a lot, and I'll make like a funny reaction, not being mean, not bullying, and then it'll get taken off for sexual whatever nudity, and then the original video is still up.
Yeah.
TikTok, how is that possible? Like, what you see, like, but this is like, dude, this is the problem. Like, you're literally promoting that, like, one, I understand it's not like, you know, free speech, it's its own app, it's its own business, but it's a really, dude, millions of people on this shit. Like, you're censoring some people.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I feel like these platforms are like more important than like just saying stuff out in the open.
Well,
like,
now they are because more people are on them.
Exactly.
And especially with COVID, no one's meeting at places. No one's going out.
No one's at the public square. Like,
they're not going to the mall.
Yeah.
Go to the mall's mall. Like, I was there last week. Dead.
I was there 2 days ago. Dead.
Dead. Like, it is a ghost town. So do you think that, dude, what is this going to? Do you think?
Not good. Not good. I mean, like, basically, they can just censor you. They can just kick you off. Everything you've worked for can just be taken away from you, just like snap of a finger.
So, did you, like, as far as the 450K, was a majority of that over quarantine that grew?
No, actually. The majority of me learning how to make content was definitely over quarantine.
So, you got better at it?
Oh, yeah. I got better. I developed a passion for it. Like, at first, I wasn't that passionate about it. I was like, eh. Then I developed, like, a passion for just making content and just really having fun, enjoying myself, doing it with other people, just going out making content. My original thing was just doing backflips and just putting jokes into it. And I still,
you mind,
like,
putting that closer?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
No, you could sit back. Just have the mic closer to you. Yeah. And I see, dude, you're really athletic. Like that. I kind of stalked your old stuff. You do backflips. I told you, I was like, dude, I would break my back right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing backflips for years. I've been doing flips for years. Like, COVID hit and I got injured before COVID. So, like, I'm not flipping the way I used to, but I'm trying to get back to it. I'm in the gym, so working hard. But yeah, like, I used to make backflip videos with like captions above my head and with like jokes.
I saw that. Yeah, so you would wait till like the drop, do the backflip.
The problem with that is a lot of those jokes were getting my account.
They're edgy.
Yeah. Well, they're all edgy. I mean, what's funny that's not edgy? Like, that's the problem. Like,
that's true, dude. I mean, so my...
What am I going to do, make dad jokes?
No. And the thing is, those aren't funny.
Exactly.
Like, there's a reason they're called, like, they're made fun of being dad jokes.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, like, do you like stand-up? You know, you seem to like comedy a lot.
Not as much as, like, I probably would.
what's your like inspiration then? Because you really like comedy.
I mean, there's a lot of people like on TikTok that I like. I mean,
who's your favorite TikTokers? If you
content content creators like before TikTok, I was always like watching like Jake and Logan Paul. I always found them super funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people hate them, but I still think they're hilarious.
Listen, dude, there's a reason that, you know, they're as successful as they are.
Exactly.
I actually I used to not like Logan so much on Vine, but his podcast, dude,
I love it.
It's incredible.
I love it.
It is. I mean, he's really grown up since the whole Forrest thing that went on years ago. He's a new person. He really is. Jake, listen, I come from the standpoint of a content creator where I look at Jake and Logan Paul and I'm like, listen, you can hate them, but they're so fucking successful that most people are like, they're so young, they make so much money, they're literally like, for, you know, they're still around.
Exactly.
Which is crazy. I don't understand that.
Because they're always doing something new. Like when their raps started falling off, they decided to go boxing.
And now they're making... Is Jake fighting Askren this weekend?
Oh, I was looking at this yesterday.
I don't know. Is he, Justin?
No, it's Jake.
No, it's definitely Jake.
It's Jake.
Jake is one, or Logan's fighting Mayweather.
That's going to go well.
That's going to be like this. Yeah, that's not going to be bad. Yeah, Justin, if you could just let us know about, because they had the press conference. I saw, and like Askren. Okay. Is that going to be, do we know when that is? Yeah, let us know in a second. Because, dude, that's going to be sick. I mean, but these guys, like I'm saying, dude, they know how to continue to stay relevant, which is so damn difficult. Because I see, like, dude, there's TikTokers every day where they're fighting every day to stay relevant. They got to change their material.
I mean, I'm one of them. We always have to change it up.
Well, that's what, dude, with TikTok especially, the trends are different every day.
Oh, my God. They're like,
right? That's why, like, you got to go on the app. What is big today? Okay, if something changes, forget your old content. Do this.
Exactly.
And that's how you grow. I mean, I see that you do a little bit of YouTube, but do you think TikTok is like the best app right now to grow?
To grow, yeah. I mean, growing on TikTok is definitely easier than growing on other platforms, but like it depends what you're coming in with. I mean, I'm planning on making YouTube videos of like how to grow on TikTok, so like I think there's a market for that.
Oh, there is, dude. We were talking about it. Robert Benjamin is one.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely my inspiration when it comes to that. He's helped me out in the very beginning.
Yeah, Robert Benjamin. There's another one with like longer hair. He used to have longer hair. I forget his name. But, dude, it is big.
I would say Rob Benjamin is like legit. I mean, he's definitely helped me out quite a bit. He definitely has like sources at TikTok.
Good.
So like, if you want to look at, like,
didn't he used to work for Gary Vee?
Yep.
I want to say. I watched one of his videos on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
he he's not only killing it on TikTok, but that's why, dude, with TikTok, there's never been another app that you could so easily transfer your audience to Instagram.
Or I don't know about that.
Really?
I mean, it's not as easy as you might think.
I don't know, dude. I feel like, because especially like Duke Gomez is one of them, that he's kind of getting screwed over by TikTok.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine.
Yeah, he, dude.
He's funny.
He is. He's like one of the real ones. And that's what I respect, dude. And we had a few TikTok people on, I think like two or three, or probably three or four before Duke. And Duke was the one that I was saying to JR, I'm like, honestly, either this kid is going to get vilified by TikTok or he's going to blow up, because this is fucking great. There's no one doing this stuff. And dude, you know what I learned by him as well? So he does stitches of people, which is a popular thing that you do on the app. But when you do a stitch with someone, it lets the other person know. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So what he learned to do, and then what I learned to do after, is just screenshot the video or download the person's video and just stitch it yourself on your page and don't tag them. So he still gets the funny content out of it.
Exactly.
But the other person don't know, because, dude, as soon as the other person sees it, they're going to flag it. They're going to report your shit.
So he doesn't tag them?
No, he doesn't.
Wow, that's clever.
Well, it is. No, I started doing that as well, because, dude,
that's clever. I gotta start doing that.
It's smart, because, dude, you don't want to let them know. Obviously, like, dude, you're not being like, I'm not saying guys like download someone's shit and shit on them for a minute. But Duke does like funny content where like
clever.
You should do that. It honestly helps.
Because chances are these people are just gonna go cry and report the video.
As soon as it gets like 100 views before, you know, it's able to blow up flag, and then you're fucked. So, and guess what? By the time you repeal it, whatever, they already did the damage. It's not going to get back, whatever.
Unfortunately.
So that's why it sucks. I mean, Justin, what are we time-wise? But I didn't set a timer on my shit. I should have.
Like, I would say on TikTok, like, the big thing.
15? Oh, cool. What are you saying, Nick?
I would say on TikTok, when it comes to, like, TikTok posts, never overvalue a single post. Just know, like, a little TikTok post is just a little TikTok post. You got to make a bunch. Like, my biggest secret is I make, like, 6 to 10 videos a day and post them.
That's a lot.
I don't make them all in one day. I'll have a day where I make, like, 40 videos.
That's but a like, lot, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to make content full time, and I'm trying to, like, help other people make content, and I don't know. It just became my passion. But, like, basically, the secret is never overvalue, like, one post, because that one post that you're overvaluing might get banned, might flop, you might have posted it at the wrong time. There's always, like, different posting times that always change.
It's just, dude, it's trial and error.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, and I agree with that so much. It's just, like, you know, if a video fails, if a podcast fails, dude, you're still going to keep going with this. Like,
oh, yeah.
And also, that extends to bad comments. You know, there's going to be someone who's like, oh, this video sucks.
I don't always read the comments.
but like, and that, listen, dude, that has its perks, though. Sometimes, like, it's good to read the good ones, but yeah. Then what's bad is the bad ones feel 10 times worse. And I get that more on Instagram and YouTube. Like, generally, I feel like on TikTok, you get more comments because people only follow you if they like you mostly. Actually, I take that back.
No, I get haters who follow me. I try to filter them out.
You're actually right, dude. Now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Yeah, well, I still have not said my TikTok yet. I'm at 54K. And it's just, guys, like... Which is nothing compared to you, dude. But
you'll get there.
I mean,
you're funny. I mean, some of your videos. Thank you, dude. Are great.
Well, like, someone said, I told one of my friends about you, and they're like, yeah, we have like the similar kind of edgier content at times. And I'm like, yeah, that's the problem, that it could, you know, potentially get taken down at points.
Oh, yeah. My whole thing is like, I'm edgy, but sometimes I can turn it on and turn it off. Like, if I'm getting like hammered with community guidelines violations, I'll do like less edgy content for a few days just to get the TikTok gods off my ass, and then I'll like go back and make more edgy content again, and then it's kind of like a cycle. That's just kind of how I do it.
Yeah, and we were and one of the things I'm happy about, dude, which I haven't done with any other guests that we did, is you, when we were texting back and forth about doing this, you said to me, "Let's jump on a phone call."
Yeah.
To talk. And I thought that was so important because, you know, they always talk about like a meeting of the minds before you do something, because
I'm definitely in favor of that.
I thought, dude, because like, obviously, you know, you're really chill and today we're meeting, but it was good to get that little primer going.
Exactly. Where,
guys, we talked for like 30 minutes over the phone, just kind of shot the shit about TikTok, about, you know, what we're planning on doing. And, you know, something like that, it makes today feel so much more easier because we already have that established, like, relationship. And this is literally just, if we're just chilling, having
this
a conversation.
Follow-up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's literally, and dude, that's why I love podcasts, is because it doesn't feel like, so Griffin, like, how did you, it's not an interview. So it's like, when did you start this? What is this number? It's just like, hey, dude, like, how are you doing?
It's not like an in-your-face interview.
No. And you're a Monmouth County guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Marlboro.
I love that. Marlboro? Okay. Well, dude, we have... Monmouth County is... like, as far as content creators, there's so many successful people from Monmouth County.
I know.
It's amazing. I love that. I don't know what's in the water here.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. Do you... Are you a fan of Monmouth County memes?
Oh, yeah. I've been... I think I've...
You were pretty... I feel like you were early on.
I mean, even before I, like... Even before I was, like, on TikTok, even before I was, like, a TikTok famous person, I was following Monmouth County memes.
Oh, awesome, dude. I mean, thank you, dude. It was, it's coming on its 2-year anniversary, and I am at my ends. I'm getting to a point with, like, I'm more interested in TikTok at points and YouTube. Like, since the beginning of time, dude, like, or for my whole life, I've always loved YouTube. I love YouTube creators. My favorite ones are, like, Cody Ko. You know, listen, people want to talk shit about Jake and Logan Paul, Impulse is fucking great.
Oh yeah, that's such a great podcast.
It is great. I mean, I'm huge on YouTube, so
my second favorite podcast, of course, to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Ooh, I was just watching the Alex Jones and Tim Dillon one.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, it
I love that guy.
There's
it's
no
so
other
funny.
Podcast that could go for 3 hours long and you just put it on, and like, usually you're doing other shit, but like, and you just like, Alex Jones is talking about Justin Herbert on time 20. Awesome. Alex Jones is like, it was something in Florida. He's like, yeah, so there's something they're putting in the water in Florida. It's turning the frogs gay. Like, it's so bad. He's like, yeah, it's making them not want to have sex with the female frogs. That's what they're doing to all the water in the U.S. And the thing is, Alex Jones has some bad takes, okay? He said, like, Sandy Hook was a hoax. That's a really bad take. But then he has stuff that comes out that's true.
That's the thing. Like, do I listen to this guy? Yeah. Do I just write this guy off? Like, who is this guy? Well, dude,
the thing is, we're smart enough to not, like, just believe it within, like, in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not going to say, oh, no, that's fake. That's fake news. You know, we're not going to listen to him. Because we're free thinkers.
Exactly.
You know, we're not just going to say, oh, that's, like, I'm a person that's like, oh, I have to see something to believe it. But also, am I going to say, like, aliens aren't real? No, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to just jump real, to... I'm not trying to jump to aliens, unless you want to.
Nah, I mean, I can't prove it, but I do think they're real.
Dude, I had this band on, I'll just say, Via Ripa, and the guys definitely were high when they came on.
Oh.
But the one kid said to me, I think he was the main singer. He like, we brought up aliens towards the end, and he literally looked at me, and he's like, Max, I've been waiting for 40 minutes for you to bring up aliens. And it was so funny. He's like, yes, let's get into this.
Oh,
and
my God.
And it was just like, we went from Monmouth County to aliens and like interdimensional travel. And he didn't say anything for the first 40 minutes of the podcast. And that was all him. So I was like, okay, that's great.
I mean, one thing I can say about Monmouth County, there's not a lot of UFO activity around here.
There isn't. We need to increase that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't know how we do that.
Not trying to get abducted anytime soon, though. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to leave just yet.
No, not getting abducted. I'm saying like a little more UFO action.
Oh, just go to the moon or some shit. So as far as TikTok, you're talking about some tips.
If
someone's starting from zero today, what advice would you give them?
I mean, look at the For You page and don't just look at it and just be like, oh, that video was so funny. Look at it, be like, that video was so funny and I can make that video. I can make a video like that and look at like what you see on the For You page, because that's what's going viral. What you're seeing on the For You page is what, chances are that video is viral. Chances are you're going to see some videos that have like 13 likes. But like for the most part, the videos you see on the For You page are the videos that went viral. So whatever's going viral is what's working. So always mold your content based on what's working. If you go to TikTok and be like, I'm going to be the most original person. Like, yeah, it's always good to be original, but be original with like what's working on TikTok, because
I couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah. Be original, but be original with like what you see working, because you don't want to do something that's not working. That's the problem.
Well, that's true. I mean, I feel like there's no other app that's so big into trends and doing things like that. We're using sounds, hashtags, even like keeping videos at the same time as other videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's really freaking weird, dude, because I really started blowing up on TikTok, guys, because David Dobrik's puzzle, which is right behind right there, which me and my friend Abby, dude, his puzzle, you saw that thing online? It took us like 30 hours to make a fucking puzzle.
Oh my God.
30 fucking hours. The puzzle cost me 35 fucking bucks, but I got it because it was good content. It was good content.
Oh yeah.
But whatever. So I made a bunch of TikToks and that really blew up, but I kept one puzzle piece and I burned the rest. I threw it in a fucking fire pit, but after 30 hours of fucking making this puzzle, I won 25 cents. That's the puzzle piece, guys, right there. I framed it right there.
That's funny.
God, dude. So I have like Pete. I literally said, I'm never making another goddamn puzzle. And listen, with all this stuff going on with David Dobrik, you know what? You know, am I happy that all this shit came out and that he's facing repercussions? You know what? I'm even happier because he made me go through all that fucking horrible shit with that puzzle. That was torture, dude. And also, I had to go, like, my followers asked me to go live while building it on TikTok, and there was some weird shit, dude. Literally, like, I said to them, like, yo, if we get, like, 130 viewers or 120 viewers, I'll show you, like, this kid was like, can you show us your feet? So, literally, I did that, okay?
Oh, my God.
They were sending it all around.
And
I swear
I've got comments.
Right? It's weird. People are fucking weird. And then, literally, and Justin sent this to me, dude, like, two or three people made my foot their profile pic. I swear, and that's when I literally said, I was like, yo, you guys have got me fucked up. Because, dude, like, I'm not even, like, I have no clout on there. Like, 50K is no clout. Like, imagine what they're doing to people.
I wouldn't say that's no clout.
But imagine people with, like, with you or millions of followers. Like, if there's creepy people on my, like, two creepy people, there's, like, 100 creepy people on yours.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean.
That was just, like, oh. I was not ready.
TikTok is like a highway for creeps. Like, there's creeps everywhere.
Well, dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, people post, like, thirst trap stuff. And
well,
I'm
yeah,
just,
I mean,
like,
I have a friend
creepy.
Who posts thirst trap stuff, and she gets, like, the creepiest people on the entire planet.
Ugh.
But, I mean, if you're going to post thirst trap stuff, I mean, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get, but, yeah. Like.
No, that's true. Yeah, it's like you're going to get those creepy old guys. And like I did a video like because Summer Rae is one of the biggest people on the internet for that. And she can do whatever she wants. I know. But I like one of my favorite things. I go to her comment section, dude, and see all of, like the simps in there. All like the guys that like you think she's ever going to respond. Like, guys,
no.
What do you think? Like when you're like, oh, my God, you're so fucking beautiful. Like, please, can I buy like, oh, my God. It was
you're probably like the 700,000th guy who said that on one of her videos.
Yeah, like you think that's ever like so I don't understand where like simps like that are thinking. Like what do they expect to get from that?
I don't know. It ain't going to work.
No, it's not. Oh God, I hate that. That's why I think I like as of right now I'm just sick of Instagram. I'm taking such a big step back.
I don't blame you.
I'm really like and you're saying Reels has been screwing you over. Why is
that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to get like 10,000 views a post. Now I get like maybe like 500 views.
And for what reason? Like, is your content less funny? No. Like, what is
my content didn't really change. I mean, the content I post on Reels is sometimes different from the overall content I post on TikTok. I would say like I post my skits on Reels. I tried posting other stuff on Reels, but my followers didn't like it. Like, I posted a challenge on Reels, and my followers did not really like it because they didn't follow me for challenges.
They followed you for, like, the skits, you're saying.
Exactly. They followed me for the funny skits. So, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm learning, like, now that I have another base of followers, it's hard to go back and post some of the old content I like to post because it just doesn't do as well.
Yeah. Ugh, dude, I you hate that because, you know, you want to be original in what you do and do new shit. But
exactly.
Especially on TikTok, dude. Like, I posted, listen, I was just like, fuck it. The other night, I tried eating a banana with fucking ranch dressing on
it. I saw
it. And honestly, bro, I almost puked. It was like, I love ranch. Like, I've drank, like, ranch or whatever if I'm, like, fucked up. Like, I'll do weird shit with ranch. But eating ranch on a banana, that was fucking gross. But, like, that got, like, zero views. But then stupid other, like, videos that take me 2 seconds. That's what I don't understand. Like, so TikTok promotes not being creative.
Oh, yeah. For whatever reason, I don't like that, but it's true.
Yeah.
They like to see the same thing over and over again. That's like when I repost a video. I could repost the same video 6 times and it gets hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
But I make a new video, you know, it just doesn't do
as well.
Trying
something different, like something
exactly.
You might actually like doing.
Exactly. I don't understand why, but like, I don't know.
Well, that's what we were talking about. So like I was saying to you that the stuff I post on my account, like I find it funny, but if I can go back and I would go back to having less followers, I want to create like a follower base on there that's more liking of content that I like. Cause right now I feel like
me
I have
too.
A really toxic audience at points.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm
me
not
too,
calling them out, but it's like, you know, I just hate that I post stuff that I like and it like no one likes it, whatever. I think it's funny, but then just stupid, whatever, like, you know, the content.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we talked about it. I mean yeah. I've posted stuff in the past. Like, it might be like a gay joke or something like that where, like, I don't think it's anything. I don't really think anything of it. But then somebody will comment like, yeah, F the gays. Like, I could curse on you, right?
Yeah, of course.
And somebody will comment like, oh, fuck the gays. I'm like, bro, like, why?
No,
you
yeah,
need
listen.
To say that.
Like, no, you don't. And we're saying that, like, just...
That's not what... Yeah.
You could... People can make a joke where, like, I had this thing where, like, this girl made a really unfunny joke. We were talking about this. And I said that, like, my whole thing was I wasn't laughing at all. And I did a full series of girls that made like, it was just not funny. It doesn't matter if she was a girl, a guy, or whatever she was. It, you know what? We roast bad content. We're
yeah,
not roasting the person.
Exactly.
It's just bad content. So as we were saying, like, I had some people in my comments like, yeah, that's right. All girls aren't funny. I'm like, no, hold up. Are all girls, that's not true. Because I've met plenty of really funny girls. Just this girl. And like, we, that's what I'm saying. Like, we shouldn't award a girl, like reward her with a lot of views when it's not funny content. So we're part of that group saying like, wait a second, that's not funny. Like, promote the girls that are fucking funny and not her. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I've always loved that, like, commentary stuff. That's why, like, the commentary YouTubers from back in the day, like you're saying, like, Cody Ko, H3H3, all those guys, like, it's just, what they used to do is they used to roast, like, bad pranksters, and now it's made its way to TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the thing is, on TikTok, there's, like, when people don't realize, it's, like, TikTok is, like, 10-second to 1-minute videos, so it's, like, you can do, like, there's such a low bar for content.
Oh, yeah. It's
because it's anything. Like there's no time to make anything like substantial.
Well, that's what I kind of like, dude, is that it's so much easier to post content.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like Vine in the way, but also, like you're saying, anyone could post something and get freaking famous.
Exactly.
And sometimes the people that probably deserve more views don't.
That's the problem. I have a friend who, I came across this kid. I was at 30K views. This kid was at like, maybe like his biggest video was like 500 views, like maybe like 10 followers.
Yeah, it's crap. I know.
He was funny. He was a stand-up comedian from Long Island.
Yeah.
His name was Jake. I came across his content. I'm like, bro, you're funny as hell. You're going to blow up. He's like, bro, you have 30,000 followers. Why are you talking to me? I'm like, because you're funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like, now he's blowing up. Like, now he's like making good content. But like, it sucks because like people who actually like really try and really go out there and have like a great sense of humor, they're just not doing, they just get fucked.
Well, that, I feel like, here's the deal, like, and I agree with you, you can't be original when you start out.
Yeah.
You need to ride the wave and get all those followers.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Doing what TikTok wants you to do. And then once you hit a certain threshold, you know, you have the follower base, so they like you anyway, then you could start being original.
Exactly.
And I agree. I 100% agree with that. And that's kind of what that's my cross point right now, is like, I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to bite the bullet, keep making this content, get the followers, whatever. And then at a certain point, we were talking about this, you know, if I want to make a secondary account or something, or if I just want to start posting my stuff, I can, but just fucking grind it out.
Exactly.
Even though it sucks.
Yeah. I feel that. I mean, TikTok is just, you know.
Do you have a favorite creator, by the way? Like, favorite creators?
I have a few. I mean, like, one of the funniest people one of the funniest people on TikTok is this guy named Nick Foster.
Nick Foster, okay. We'll put him up on right here to show people.
Oh, I'm going to get canceled for saying that. he's funny.
Is he? Justin, do you know Nick Foster? Okay.
He's funny.
I'm scared now. anyone else? Maybe that I would know.
Let me see. There's like, it always fluctuates for me.
It does, dude. I feel like
Nick Foster's. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
He's funny.
No. Okay, can you show me after, just that? We'll watch some of his shit. As far as me, dude, I feel like it changes all the time. Like,
me too.
with because all of someone will come up and then I'll just freaking fangirl over them because their content's funny as shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Justin, please show me that after.
Well, that's the thing about TikTok is like, you see, I've noticed, like, even with my friends, I'll see one of my friends' content, like, I'll be looking on like the For You page or even my friend's page. Well, like, even, like, the friends thing, like, you know, like, where it's not the For You.
Yeah, page. Yeah, it's not, it's the one you swipe,
it's the people
left.
You follow.
Yeah.
I'll see their videos, like, I'll be swiping. I'll see, like, three of their videos in a row, and then I won't see another one of their videos for, like, a week. And then it'll be three videos in a row. So it's, like, I feel like TikTok decides when they want you to go viral in some sort of way. Even when you're, like, because even when I'm getting, like, the amount of engagement.
Okay. Justin, how are we on time? Justin just showed me who he was. How are we on time? Yeah, we're gonna keep that. Okay, we'll go like 10 more minutes.
Yeah, like, even when you're getting the right amount of engagement, sometimes the videos just don't pop off for whatever reason. And some days you'll get like shit engagement. Like, engagement is like the amount of like likes and comments and shares per the amount of views.
Yeah.
You'll get like shit engagement and your videos will still pop off.
Well, sometimes they pop off late. Like,
yeah.
you'll put, like, one of my biggest videos. It didn't blow up at first.
Me too.
It didn't. Like, I look back and I'm like, whoa, that had 400,000 views. Like, what? Like, that, when I posted that, it had 1,000. And sometimes it just, and it'll be a late bloomer for the FYP.
Yeah. It happens.
What do you think, and I hate this so much, what do you think about hashtag FYP? Do you think it works?
I use it, but honestly, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I just use it for good luck. I just feel like I'm all about good luck, so I just feel like it's just good luck that I use it. But, like, I don't know. Honestly, everybody uses it. It seems to work, but I don't think it does anything.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, my arm is like falling asleep in that position. This guy, Robert Benjamin, that we were talking about.
Love that guy.
I do watch some of his YouTube videos, and that, guys, it is good to watch people like that to learn about content using sounds. But one thing he said was, I think he said use two hashtags that are about the video, and then two ones that are just trending. Mm-hmm. So and it's a good mix. So
the thing about hashtag FYP, hashtag For You page is it's trending.
Well, dude, so it's hard to rank on that. It's very hard. Yeah. Like, if you're in, like, a smaller niche, like, if you do something about, I don't know, fishing, and you do hashtag fishing, you know, there's going to be less people doing hashtag fishing than FYP. So, okay, yeah, I definitely was thinking about that, because I do it sometimes. And, guys, me and Griffin keep looking to the right, because for the first time ever, I put the TV on behind right over here that you can't see. But, you know, I have, like, some surfing stuff, and at points it would just be weird. I did it so I could just watch waves in the background, but there's just, like, it was weird. Like, it was, like, an interview style, so now it's just, but it's good. I like it better than just a raw.
It's like trippy surfing. I like it.
It is. Yeah. Do you do any, like, beach activities? You surf?
I mean, I boogie board. I've always wanted to surf. Like, cool. I've always wanted to surf. Like, if anybody surfs and be like, hey, come out, bro, I'll come out.
Summer. This summer, seriously. I surf. So I
really?
Yeah, I have a few boards here. I'm bringing my longboard here so you could learn on that.
Bet.
Sure.
All right.
Seriously. Like, I've never gone surfing in Belmar, but supposedly there's, like, some surfing beaches, so we could either, like, take the skateboard or ride over there.
Absolutely.
That's one of my big points, because, like, this house, guys, I have right here, I'm here, like, 3 months out, and I'm not going to say where it is, guys. It's in Belmar, you freaks, but you're going to find this place anyway. But I'm mainly using it for the podcast, never really here, and also to come in the summer, have some of my boys over, hopefully, you know, COVID's a little bit better along, and go surfing as it's on the TV. You said boogie boarding. By boogie boarding, do you mean boogie boarding or bodyboarding?
Bodyboarding.
Fins?
No fins.
Okay, so just the board.
Yeah, just getting the board, going just riding the waves like that.
Yeah. No, I fuck with it, dude. Anything to get out there. I'm a bitch when it comes to cold water, though.
I take cold showers, so I got used to cold water.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, my body is always cold. Like, I'm constantly, like, you would think I'm hotter. Like, I'm kind of hot in this turtleneck. I'm fucking nice. I've always been the guy, like, I have a space heater in my room.
Yeah, my girlfriend gets cold so easily. I don't know how that happens. She's just like, it could be like yesterday was, like, super warm. My girlfriend was, like, shivering.
Do you ever make, like, couple TikToks or no?
I have in the past, and my girlfriend, I mean, I got her a bunch of followers, and she's gonna start making content soon, so we're probably gonna make some.
That's a way to blow up.
I know.
I think you know that as well.
Oh yeah.
I know some couples.
I'm trying to get her to do it.
I know some couples who individually they're not fucking funny. Like, individually you're fucking funny, but they just do couples content together and they get a shit ton of followers, because there's some reason that people just like watching couples. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Why?
They're happy.
It makes them feel like, oh, maybe I one day could. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
Speaking of my girlfriend, she wanted to make sure I brought this up. When we first started, like, talking, like, your main Instagram, you have the name Alvin Yakitori on it. And you know what's funny about that?
Hit me.
I mean, I know it's from Drake and Josh, but the thing is, I never watched Drake and Josh. So your name was Alvin Yakitori.
Dude, wait, that's why he literally asked. He's like, is my name Max or Alvin?
And I was with my... I was with my girlfriend too, and she was like cracking up. She's like, you have to tell him that. And then when I said I was going on a podcast with you, she's like, you have to tell him.
Dude,
she's gonna be very happy that I told him.
Oh my god. Because dude, Drake and Josh, let me go higher. Drake and Josh was such a big part of our child. What is it, 38 Joss? Okay. Oh, 40. Okay, I'm gonna go 5 minutes. It was such a big part of my childhood. My friend JR, he's Jefferson Steelflex on Instagram. So his is that. But I kind of like Alvin. But dude, I was on another podcast a few weeks ago, And this girl, I didn't tell her. I just thought she knew my name was Max. Like, I
oh
like,
my God. So you, I'm not the only one.
You would, no, like, that's what I'm saying. If this girl could have watched all the other episodes or whatever, knew my name was Max, but she introduced me on her podcast as Alvin. And she was like, Alvin, so how are you doing today? Like, yo, you know, when did you start the page? And honestly, dude, I kept going with it for like 5 minutes. And at a certain point, I was just like, honestly, like, whatever her name was, like, fucking
bro.
Christine or something. I was like, I gotta be honest, my name is Max. Like, she's like, where do you get Alvin from? Do your friends call you Alvin? Like, are you a chipmunk or something? Yeah, so I kind of fuck with it. But dude, honestly, I don't treat Instagram. In fact, I like it better because if people can't find me on Instagram, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they're like searching for my name or something, I don't know though. I'm gonna keep it for a while.
I'd say keep it. I like it.
It's like having an alias, dude. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like a rapper name.
I like it. I mean, wasn't that the original plot of the episode where it was like their fake IDs?
That was. I think, yeah. I forget. Yeah, it was. I think that was their fake IDs.
That's what my girlfriend told me.
Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
Over 2 years.
Awesome, dude. That's a good story.
Yep.
That's how do you guys
going strong.
How do you guys meet?
We actually met through a mutual friend.
Cool. That's easy.
Oh yeah, she just like introduced us like over like FaceTime, and we just started talking, and then we
went from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I fuck with it. I've been single for around 2 years, and the same
ooh,
dude. This
I feel.
No, listen, dude. Honestly, like you get to a certain point, and especially like I like what you're saying about you want to make content, and this is your dream, and this is your goal. So you know, if you're able to balance that while being in a relationship, all the better.
Oh yeah,
but. With me right now, like, I don't even want to be in a relationship. Like, my goal is, like, and especially they say in your 20s, dude, you got to be, like, selfish in what you do.
Exactly.
So, dude, I, mainly right now, I want to focus on content creation. My main goal is YouTube, so I'm really starting that up. Again, I want to start from scratch. Like, I have a few channels, like, a couple hundred subscribers. Like, MCM Podcast channel has fucking 507. Thank you, guys, 500 subs.
Not bad.
But I want to start from zero, dude. I have some other accounts that have like 100, 200, but I really just want to, like, I've always, like, when I was younger in high school, I was too scared to do it, but now I'm just like, fuck it. I just want to make content, see where it goes. Because why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you get to a certain point in life, dude, where you just, like, you got to stop caring what other people think.
I got to that point right when quarantine hit. Right when quarantine hit, I'm like, okay, I have a girlfriend. I have some friends.
People are gonna, dude. People are gonna judge you anyway. You realize that? So you might
they
as
do.
Because honestly, you might as well just do what makes you happy. Because either way, if you don't do it, oh yeah, whatever. Fuck Max. Fuck Griffin. But then, at least when I'm doing fun shit and then I'm winning and like you know you start gaining followers and you get there, at least you could be like, you know what? They could hate me, but most people are just jealous. That's where most of the hate comes from.
Oh yeah, I mean, most of the people who are like hating on me. They have like maybe 20 followers.
Yeah. And it's not even that. Like, I'm somewhat of a narcissist where I'm like, yeah, they got more followers than I'm fucking. But like, still, like, most of them are just like, they're just jealous that they don't have the balls to make that content or, you know, they're not in the situation to. So fuck them, honestly.
Well, growing a following takes patience.
It's not easy, dude. It's fucking not.
So it's
not.
Like when you say, like, I mean, if you're going like, 20 followers versus 33 followers. Yeah, that doesn't fucking matter.
No.
But like when you're going against somebody that has like a lot of fucking followers, like I would say when you get to 50,000 followers on TikTok, you're basically a real creator at that point.
Yeah.
You're basically a real creator. And if you're like actively making content, you're almost a big creator at that point.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of like is the threshold on TikTok for being is it like 100K?
For being like a big creator or a huge creator?
Big.
Big, I would say 100K is big.
You might point like, that closer to you?
Yeah. I would say 100K, I felt like a big creator. I mean, I still don't feel like a huge creator at all. But like, I feel like...
So I'm a pussy-ass small creator here. Fuck you, 54K. until I get 100 fucking K on TikTok, you guys are worthless to me. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys. Still, the problem... None of my TikTok followers know about this podcast because I don't link the Instagram or the YouTube.
Why?
Dude, I don't know. Like, Justin knows I'm a little bit nervous with them. Like, I had my Instagram in for a little bit, and I was getting some weird DMs, and I'm like, oh... And also, dude, my Instagram's on public, so...
The Alvin Yakitori one?
Yeah. So it's, like, even more. Justin, how... Time, really quick? Okay. So, Griffin, as far as your socials, what are where can everyone find you?
All right. So everything is at Griffin Josh's. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. I don't really use Twitch yet. I'm going to start using Twitch.
That's big.
I have a Twitter. I don't really use it. Sometimes I'll tweet something if I find something funny. I'll retweet something if I find it funny, but I don't really use it. But yeah, that's basically it for now.
Dude, I'm happy you came on. I mean,
thank you.
TikTok is literally the biggest app right now for content creation, and you're at 459.3 followers, and I'm not going to forget that. I have that memory. Keep grinding, bro.
Thank you.
I love to see it, and I don't want, you know, TikTok to hold you down and just, you know, push you into making content for the masses.
I'll tell you, like, when I got shadow banned back in September, I made like 4 other accounts. I was growing in like a week. I would get an account from like 0 to 50K.
Really?
And then that account would get shadow banned. And then I would make another one, 0 to like 10 to 50K in a week. I made like 4 accounts in that time. And I grew rapidly. But then they would like shadow ban every one of my accounts. So then I had to delete all of them. And when I deleted all of them, 30 days later, I got access back on this account.
That's shit.
I know. But...
Hey, listen, it's in the grand scheme of things. I always say I'm one of those people, everything happens for a reason. It truly does. Like, my first account, I was fucking sick when it got deleted or banned, whatever. But then, listen, now I'm at 50K. So I was crying about 1K, and now I'm at 50. So everything, guys, whatever happens in life, it's only temporary. If you're able to put in the work and the time and the effort, you will get back and even farther than you were before.
Facts.
So, guys, thank you for watching the 28th episode of the MCM podcast featuring Griffin Josh. Is it Josh's or Josh?
Josh. Well, my whole thing on social media is Griffin Josh's.
Josh. Griffin Josh's. I should have got that beforehand. But, guys, thank you for watching this. If you like this episode, leave a comment below. Make sure to subscribe if you aren't already subscribed already. And we will catch you next time. See ya. So, Griffin, you told me you're a big fan of nuts.
Yeah.
And my friend Pikachu here has some for you. He definitely did not see that coming. This is in the second try.